The farthest away the brain is from a certain body part, the less aware you are of what it's doing. I'm gonna say that one more time, and we're gonna insert that actual body part that we're talking about. The farthest away the brain is from your feet and legs, the less aware you are of what it's actually doing. Have you ever thought of the psychological connection it has to what you're thinking? We are going to get right into it. Hey, and welcome to Me Knows Podcast, the podcast that helps you project greater confidence and personal power. I'm your host and certified image consultant, Makara Reed, and in today's episode, I will be getting into how feet and legs tell the truth. I'll be providing you 3 tips on what position your feet and legs are in when your mind is thinking something and what it means. So let's get right into the details. Always being aware of what people say is not always what they mean or how they feel when you are talking to them at a meeting. Most people only pay attention to what they see, and it's all about what you see and hear in the setting it's happening in. A few of my clients purchase an audio recorder or use their iPad to record the meeting that they were in. And while they were in the meeting, they made some observations of what everyone's body language is saying, especially the person that is presenting. I know a lot of people think image is only wardrobe, but image is not only wardrobe. It also encompasses your makeup, your skin, nails, hair, but your body language and etiquette are also elements that's a part of you. It's all packaged into you. So being aware of not only your non-verbal cues and signals, but others as well, you will gradually pick up on how to use them to communicate or react appropriately. Do you know the true purpose of your feet and legs? Your legs and feet serve 2 purposes: moving forward to something or running away from something. Going towards what we want and moving away from what we don't want is the way someone uses their feet and legs to show where they want to go. Your legs and feet show interest in leaving or staying in a conversation. Just take the time out to do some people watching. I've suggested this to a couple of my clients, and they would just get a newspaper or a book and sit outside and kind of just watch people walk by or at their different table and kind of just observe these habits. They will focus on a particular body part each day. It was a great observation. So after I let you guys in on a couple of these body parts to pay attention to when you're out at a meeting or you're at a function, definitely just check these little things out. Check these little cues out. It's definitely very, very fun to go to like an event and see who is interested in the conversation, or if a male is really into a female, or if they're just not into it, they're closed off. The cues are definitely obvious. So let's get into number 1. When a person has open legs or it's uncrossed, it shows that they are open, or if they're confident, or if they have a confident attitude. That confident attitude comes when they have their legs wide open. This is more for a male, and their hand is on their hip or on their knee. That shows, that exudes a confidence. If they just have their legs open, not too wide, they are relaxed and just ready to have a conversation. Unless they are wide open, their legs and their feet away from each other, and they are leaning forward with their elbow on their knee, that can relate to them being worried about something or stressed. So definitely check out your environment and see if anyone is doing that, and go up to someone with, you know, with their legs open or uncrossed, and see what their attitude is and see if you pick up any cues from there. The next one is crossed legs. Crossed legs show that you are just closed off to any type of new ideas or details or anything that you're saying. Like, you just turn them off, or they're just uncertain and they're not really taking in much information. In business context, people who have crossed legs and crossed arms, they usually talk in shorter sentences and they reject a lot more when it comes to proposals or any type of question that you're asking. And they're just not in tune with any details of what you were discussing or what you were discussing when they were in that position of crossed legs and crossed arms. And also, I know I made a note, I wanted to share this little fun fact, but one of my clients did this assignment and she noticed how a male was just talking her ear off, and she had her legs crossed and her feet unconsciously was pointing towards the exit. And she said, Makara did point this out. The lower part of our body definitely says what we were saying. And she made that observation as she was grabbing her bag at the back, from the back of the chair, and she noticed that her feet were pointing away from the guy, indicating that she was just not interested. She was very closed off. She only took in a couple of words that he was saying. Just majority of the stuff that I am relaying to you when you're reading someone's body language. And a lot of us take in that you read the facial expressions or your hands because they are closer to, you know, the eye level. But truth be told, definitely look at their lower portion of the body, because that definitely signals a lot more clear than your hands and your face. A lot of people definitely practice having a game face, a poker face, however you want to call it, but when it comes to the lower portion of your body, it tells you a lot of things. And the next one is ankle lock. Anyone who is sitting down and has one leg, well, not one leg, but one ankle over the other, this indicates that you are holding back an emotion or an attitude or belief while someone is talking. When people are engaged in this conversation, so are their legs and feet, but in this case, many people are not. So definitely pay attention to this if you are in a meeting and you ask for their suggestion when they have their ankles locked, and see what they have to say. And the last one is foot forward. When your hips shift to one particular side and one foot is pointing to a direction, like I mentioned in the story with one of my clients paying attention to how her feet was pointing towards the exit as the guy was just talking her ear off. This encompasses where they want to be. This is an important cue to a person's intention, because the foot pointing leads in the direction of the mind. This stance is if you are beginning to walk into that direction. And here is a pro tip. If you're not sure whether you're being lied to or not, during a meeting, just look underneath their table, not their facial expressions. The lower body parts will say otherwise. This brings us to the end of this episode. Let me know if you are thinking about reading some people on their feet and legs, and if this was beneficial when you are talking to people. As always, thanks for listening to Me Notes Podcast. Did you enjoy this podcast? Well, let everyone know about it. It's definitely deserved. It will be greatly appreciated if you could rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, definitely like, comment, share, subscribe, and stay tuned for next week. If you want to project personal power and greater confidence in your image, you can set up a consultation via email at info@miien.co, or click the link in the description for a discovery video call. Log on to www.miien.co to learn more about image development. And lastly, submit your response about the podcast discussion, me memos. What wardrobe mistakes are you currently doing that's holding you back from your goals? And our poll is still open on what color do you feel confident in. That link is also in the description. Until then, I am Akara Reed, and don't forget, keep it mean and authentically powerful.